So if you open it up and say, you know what, I'll buy anything. I don't care if it is a dump. I don't care if it's been neglected for 10 years. I don't care if it's been vacant for 10 years. I'm open to these opportunities. Then you're opening yourself up to a lot of opportunities. And that's why we've been able to buy houses for investors a lot. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Atlanta Real Estate Investor Podcast. I am your host, Spencer Sutton, and it's good to be back after a little bit of a summer break. So we were extremely busy. If you know anything about the property management business, summertime is moving time. So we have a saying around our office that summer is coming. And it doesn't matter if it's September, October, we're constantly saying summer is coming. So either summer is here, which we're still kind of in the tail end of the summer months, still tons of activity, or summer is coming. And it's just a time where people are moving out and there's just a lot of work to do. So thank you for allowing us to take a little bit of a break. And before we begin, I want to talk to you all about something that we're very excited about. Two things. Number one is we have, the beginning of the year, we started a brokerage business where we are actually helping investors find property. So we started it in Birmingham and also in Columbus, Ohio. And now we're moving. We now are starting to do this in Atlanta. So far this year, we have, I want to say the number now is around 400 properties that we have helped purchase for real estate investors. So if you think about it, there are properties that are on the market, properties that are off the market through wholesaler connections that we have. And then it's also, we manage close to 5,000 properties around the country. And so specifically in Atlanta, we're talking about, goodness, we're talking about over 500, maybe 600 properties. So we have an internal portfolio, and sometimes our owners, our investors want to sell. So that is something we're very, very excited about. And I want to invite you, if you're interested, if you're an investor looking for more deals, we know it's a very competitive market, and you want to talk to our people, our agents in the office to have them help you find deals, then I would say probably the best thing to do, you can reach out to us. We have a website, evernest.co. And if you go to the page, it's evernest.co/pocket-listings. That's evernest.co/pocket-listings. And you will be able to fill out that information and somebody's going to get in touch with you. And you can tell us, like, hey, I'm interested in Atlanta, but you also may be interested in one of the other markets we service, like Columbus, Ohio, like Denver, Jackson, Chattanooga, Little Rock, Birmingham. I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities for you. So that's something I wanted to announce to you, and also let you know that we're going to bring on our Gray Hall in another episode, who is running this division of our business, and give you some ideas about what we're seeing in the market and how you can take advantage of that. So I want you to know it is a competitive market, but we are still finding deals that match people's buy box. So highly important. If you're interested, go to that website, fill out that form, and someone from our team will reach out to you and speak to you. So another thing that we're very excited about, we are going to be launching a national podcast. This is something that we've been talking about for the past few months, just because we're in so many different markets and we are seeing deals, and we know that there are investors who are interested in all kinds of deals, from, like I mentioned, markets like Denver and Nashville, all the way to smaller, what we'd call tertiary markets like Birmingham, Little Rock, Jackson, Mississippi. And as we continue to grow our footprint throughout the Southeast and Midwest, we think this is going to be some, like, what we love to do is help educate real estate investors. And so this is going to be a show that's going to include buying and holding rental property. It's also going to deal with wholesaling. It's also going to deal with flipping. Like, we are going to really dig into some of the best strategies and interview some of the most successful investors around the country. So I want you to stay tuned for that. I'll be coming back with more information about that. So what we're going to talk about today is, should you buy a turnkey property in Atlanta or should you buy a fixer upper? And so what we want to do is, I want to talk about the pros and the cons of both to help you make that decision. We get this question a lot. Well, I say that we do. We have investors who are looking at more turnkey properties. They bring us, they ask us a bunch of questions about them. We also have investors that reach out to us about potential fixer uppers that they're considering buying that are, could potentially be deep, you know, discounted, sometimes deeply discounted, just based on the condition of the property. And so what I want to do is, I want to walk through the, you know, what you probably need to consider before you make that decision. So let's talk about the pros of buying turnkey. In every case, when you're talking about buying turnkey, these properties are fully rehabbed, right? So what does that mean? It means less vacancy for you, meaning that this house is, you're not going to have to wait for it to get rehabbed. You're not going to have to wait for inspections. You're not going to have to wait for the leasing process. In some cases, a lot of times turnkey providers will already put a tenant in there. And so you go ahead and you're not waiting. You are putting your money to work right away. So that is definitely a pro. Another thing is, you know, just like I mentioned, some of them already have tenants in there. I know a lot of different turnkey providers, they all have tenants in the properties. Like they, certain ones already place tenants in the properties just so that the owners feel very, very confident about what they're buying. Like, hey, this person signed a lease last month and they're paying $1,500 a month. And this is a 1-year lease. And so you can buy this property and instantly you have some income. Now, what I would say here, the caution is, I would urge you and ask you to look at the lease, make sure you are checking the rental rate, make sure that the rental rate is, makes a lot of sense, right? So rental rates, you know, if you can have somebody, a turnkey provider that puts somebody in the home and they are asking too much, and you would say, well, why would somebody pay too much? Like, why would a tenant pay too much to get in the house? Well, there's a couple of reasons. Number one, maybe their credit is not great. Maybe they're a higher risk resident. So that's one reason that somebody would pay more. Another one is they don't really know the area. And so they're trying to figure it out. And what that typically means is this person is going to become a short-term tenant. They're not going to stay there long. They're going to live there for 12 months and they're going to realize, wow, I could have the same size house, bedrooms, bathrooms, amenities, et cetera, for $300 less or $200 less. And they'll move. They will bail on you. And then you're going to be left doing a little bit of work to the property and more than likely taking less money. So just check on that. But that is a pro that you already have a tenant in there. Next thing is just lower maintenance because of the rehab. If the rehab is done really, really well, then you're not going to, more than likely, you're not going to have a plumbing issues right away. You're not going to have electrical issues. You're going to have new carpet, new paint. A lot of times they'll put new countertops in. They'll paint the cabinets, potentially new roof, check out the AC and see what that looks like. So these things are, what they really do is they give you kind of a honeymoon phase for the first couple of years because you're like, wow, this thing just, you don't have a lot of calls. Like the resident in there is not making calls because things aren't breaking because everything's been rehabbed. Now, a time will come when you need to make sure your pro forma is working in more maintenance, especially if it's an older home that's been rehabbed. But most definitely it helps because it helps cut down on potential maintenance. And then I would say another pro is if you're out of state, you really don't have the stress of rehabbing a property, right? You've just kind of taken that completely off the table. That you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to deal with that. You're out of state. You're not going to be there checking on the property. You don't have to worry about corralling vendors and worry about paying vendors or any of that. It's literally taken care of for you. So those are really good cons. Those are the pros. What are the potential cons to buying a turnkey in Atlanta? Well, you could be overpaying, right? You really could be overpaying for the property. You're not buying it at a discount and with the equity already in it, rehabbing it, and then, you know, having forced equity, you literally are probably paying a premium, especially in today's market where houses are not staying on the market long. You have a lot of investor demand. So you could be overpaying. That is potentially a con. Number two is like I said, a lot of them already have tenants in there. And the con is that you don't really know anything about this resident. Like, you don't know how the turnkey provider screened the tenant. You don't know what their experience with screening is. How many of these have they done? How long is the tenant staying in these properties that they're doing? Are they doing, so what's the tenancy? Are they leasing 5 properties a year, 20 properties a year? What are they? Like, what's their volume? Because when you look at it compared to a reputable property manager who is more than likely renting hundreds of properties every single year, or in the case of a larger one like ours, we're renting thousands of properties, we are experts at finding great tenants. And so the con to the turnkey, potential con, is that you just don't have any idea who they're putting in there. And then I would say another something to watch out for, potential con, is that you know, when you're looking at performas, when you're looking at spreadsheets that turnkey providers give you, you really need to make sure you're accounting for everything. You need to know the market. You need to know the area you're buying in. You need to know that area down to really block by block, in my opinion, because things can change very, very quickly. And so what that means is you need to make sure that they're taking into account the proper taxes, like what you should be paying and what you're going to be paying in taxes for non-homestead. You need to make sure that they're taking into account because a lot of these performers go for 10, 20 years or whatever, that they're taking into account the right type of maintenance reserves for you and CapEx reserves for you down the road. These things are going to happen. You're going to have repairs. Like, you'll never be able to avoid that. And then also, I would say, you know, you just need to make sure that they're not overestimating appreciation. So a lot of these performas, depending on where you're buying, if you're buying in a C area, a D area, trying to get cash flow, I've seen some unreasonable performas as far as appreciation. You might have rent appreciation, which is great, but sometimes you're not going to find that appreciation, because when you're selling this property, you're probably going to sell it to another investor. It's more than likely not going to be a retail house, but even if it is a retail house, you're going to have to come in there and rehab that property to get it up to a retail standard versus a rental standard. And then the last con of buying a turnkey is just really you don't have any assurance that the rehab was quality. You don't know. You're really just trusting this turnkey provider that's giving you a finished product. They're putting a bow on it. They're selling it to you. You're just trusting that what they did was what needed to be done. So those are the pros and cons of buying turnkey in Atlanta. I think those are some things that you need to think about as you're considering this. This is what we talk to investors about all the time that ask us these questions. And then I would say, let me talk real quickly about buying a fixer-upper. What are the pros and the cons of this? So buying a fixer-upper, there's going to be more opportunity in the market for you to find deals. You are going to find more deals versus having a handful of turnkey providers with a portfolio to sell or a limited, you know, number of properties for you to look at. It is what it is. So if you open it up and say, you know what, I'll buy anything. I don't care if it is a dump. I don't care if it's, you know, been neglected for 10 years. I don't care if it's been vacant for 10 years. I'm open to these opportunities. Then you're opening yourself up to a lot of opportunities. And that's why we've been able to buy houses for investors a lot, like almost 400 houses so far this year. So it's been, I think, probably over 400 now. So that is more deal flow. Another pro of buying a fixer-upper is you're going to buy it at a discount. You should be buying at a discount. Like, this is a big deal. You don't need to be paying retail prices for something that has to be fixed. And so you're going to find, whether you're buying from another investor or whether you're buying from someone who's selling the house, maybe they inherited the property, maybe it's been neglected, it's got rotten wood, peeling paint. I know that's what I used to look for. You're going to get a better deal potentially. Another pro is you are going to have the opportunity to have a say in how the tenant is placed. So this means you're either doing it yourself. So if you live in Atlanta and you want to drive to the property and show the property, you have your own screening criteria that you do, then you 100% are going to have control of that. Or you're probably going to choose a property manager, especially if you're out of state. You're going to choose a property manager, somebody who you trust, and they're going to, you know, show you based on experience, this is how we'll do it. This is what our screening criteria is. They more than likely are not going to give you a say in who goes in that property because they want to avoid any kind of fair housing issues, but you can trust them. Like if their track record is good and they have a solid reputation, go look at their Google reviews. Like what do their Google reviews look like? Do they have residents saying good things? Do they have owners saying good things? This stuff is very, very important. And then another obvious pro is just the equity that you're going to build in that property. You're going to build in some equity and when you're buying it at a deep discount, you're rehabbing it and you have a great house at the end of it, then there is equity there. That is what you want when you're buying these fixer-uppers. Like you have to pay attention. You need to know the market. You need to know what the right price is. Now, you may not get some crazy insane deal. Maybe you do. But with the market as hot as it is, you can still find good deals out there. I think the key there is just to know your market and know what you're buying into. Know it. Like if you don't have the risk tolerance to buy into a war zone, then don't do that. You want to steer clear of that. And then rehab cons. Like if you're buying a fixer upper, what are the cons? Well, if you're trying to do this, you're buying a deeply discounted property and you're doing the rehab yourself, there's always going to be unexpected issues, right? And this means two things. You're going to lose time and you're going to lose money. You're going to lose potential income. So really three things, right? Time and then potential income that you could be getting. What if it takes you another 2 weeks or 3 weeks to get this situation taken care of? And then it's going to cost you more money. I mean, it just really is. Not only in lost rent, but also more than likely, you might have missed something or the person who inspected the property might have missed something. So this is something you're going to have to deal with. Also, another con is just the stress and pressure handling a rehab. I mean, this is not easy stuff. You have to have very, very difficult conversations. Not only are you dealing with stress and pressure, you're going to need to put pressure on your vendor more than likely, your rehab crew. And then that is really the last one. Number three con is just managing a rehab crew. It is, especially if you're out of state, this is going to prove to be extremely difficult. I know people who are living out of state and trying to do this, trying to manage even all the repairs themselves. So they have, I don't know, maybe 20 houses under that they bought, and they're trying to manage everything out of state, and it typically doesn't work out very well. So those are the cons. And really, if you are considering buying a distressed property because you want to have that value in there, you want that, then I think you just really need to be extremely clear, crystal clear, and truthful about your strengths and weaknesses. Like, is this something you can do? Is this something you can handle? Are you going to be able to handle difficult conversations? Can you handle delays? Do you have the wherewithal? Do you have, I would say even the financial capability, extra funds to make sure that, hey, things don't, when these new issues, unexpected issues pop up, that you're able to take care of those. The last thing you want is to estimate your rehab and be extremely stressed out and then not have the resources, the funding, so that when something goes wrong. I mean, I literally have seen properties sit vacant because somebody was not capitalized well enough. And it just sits there and it's vacant and it's not a good thing. That's it. I hope that kind of helps you think about the pros and the cons of buying either a turnkey or buying a distressed property, a fixer-upper that needs work. Stay tuned. Again, we're going to have Gray Hall on the show to talk about our brokerage services, what kind of deals that we're finding, and how we can best serve you. So if you haven't already, fill out that form, and we look forward to having you listen to our next episode of the Atlanta Real Estate Investor Podcast.